In this bulletin, GPs and pharmacies join Australia's COVID-19 booster program, Iraq's Prime Minister survives an assassination attempt, and the Melbourne Renegades consolidate their position at the top of the Women's Big Bash League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Eligible people are able to get a COVID-19 booster shot from today. The Pfizer top-up is not mandatory, but it provides further protection. People who received their second dose more than 6 months ago can get it, and it's available now from GPs and pharmacies. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Sonia Bennett highly recommends people get the booster.
If a booster is available at the six-month mark, when we know we might start seeing more people getting both infection and potentially severe disease from waning immunity, then it's important to have that booster. It's particularly important for people more at risk of COVID.
Victoria has detected 1,126 locally acquired COVID-19 cases and another 5 deaths. As New South Wales loosens restrictions further, the state has recorded another 7 deaths and 187 local cases. From today, fully vaccinated people can now gather in bigger numbers indoors and outdoors, with stadiums, racecourses, theme parks, zoos, cinemas and theatres able to operate at 100% of their fixed seated capacity. North Queensland remains on alert as authorities investigate potential coronavirus exposure sites linked to a woman who flew from Cairns to Darwin and later tested positive for COVID-19. The 21-year-old woman, who was revealed as the source of the Northern Territory's COVID-19 cluster, had spent time in Melbourne, where the Northern Territory's Chief Minister says she likely contracted the virus. Contact tracing alerts have been issued for a Jetstar flight from Adelaide to Cairns on October 25 and sites in Cairns and Mission Beach. Troops have been deployed throughout Iraq's capital Baghdad following an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister. 7 of Mustafa al-Kadhimi's security guards were reportedly wounded when multiple drones carrying explosives targeted his residence in the heavily fortified Green Zone area. The prime minister suffered a light cut, according to an aide. He later appeared on Iraqi television looking calm and chairing a meeting with top security commanders to discuss the incident. The Deputy Prime Minister has blasted Malcolm Turnbull and Kevin Rudd, labelling them pains in the neck for their criticism of Scott Morrison. Last week, both Mr Turnbull and Mr Rudd took aim at Prime Minister Morrison's handling of the cancelled $90 billion submarine contract with France, as private text messages between the PM and the French President Emmanuel Macron were leaked to the media. Appearing on Channel 7's Sunrise, Barnaby Joyce defended Mr Morrison's international performance at last week's climate change summit, which was largely overshadowed by the escalating tensions with Mr Macron. And he said the two former leaders should act with more decorum.
Sometimes it's not so much how you ride the horse, but how you get off it. And some people get off it with grace and walk to the rail and sit on the rail and people, you know, go up and talk to them. But some people just can't help themselves. They keep a foot in the stirrup and get dragged around in the horse manure. And we're seeing a couple of people with their foot in the stirrup getting dragged around the horse manure. Like, they've gone from former prime ministers to current pains in the neck. And if I walked around your studio or your workplace calling everybody a liar, you just look at the person and say, I don't care what your former job was, mate, you're a dipstick. You know, you can't just wander around brandishing those sort of allegations.
In cricket, the Melbourne Renegades have consolidated their position at the top of the Women's Big Bash League. They beat the Melbourne Stars in Adelaide, reaching the modest target of 104 runs with 35 balls remaining. The Renegades now sit 7 points ahead on the leaderboard. And in rugby, the Wallabies' 5-match unbeaten streak has come to an end. They've been beaten by Scotland 15-13 in Edinburgh. Australia's captain Michael Hooper says his side made mistakes.
I don't think we executed our game plan well. Our discipline was probably not great, so I think we could have been a bit better there. But, you know, we've got two more games up here. We're really frustrated not to keep our momentum going and be stifled there by Scotland today. But, you know, we'll keep growing from that.
And now today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 27 degrees. Similar conditions in Adelaide, 20. Melbourne also partly cloudy, 17. Hobart partly cloudy as well, a top of 18. Canberra, a shower or two and 23. Wollongong, similar conditions, 22. Sydney, a shower or two and 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 27. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.